Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market and Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m., and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402 or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market and Deli.
Uh-oh, did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law, Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life, Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120, Shelter Insurance. They got you covered.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
All right, we are here tonight as the Cannon County Lions and Lionettes are in Manchester to take on the Westwood Middle Rockets and Lady Rockets. This is the second game of the week for the Cannon County ball teams as Monday they opened up against West School out of Tullahoma. Not for sure how the girls did, but the boys got a big win, 66-16. As we have a night number two over the second consecutive opponent from Coffee County in Manchester. They are announcing the starting lineups for Westwood Middle. It was a hard-fought battle last year. Not for sure who all, don't remember who won between these two teams, but that's when you had Abby Alexander and Addison Nichols. She was the workhorse underneath, Nichols was, and Abby was dishing the basketball. Westwood will start. Number 24, Zalana Dillard. Number 20, Paisley Dyer. Number 12, Jules Farrell. Number 22, Bella Van Zandbergen. And number 13, Reese Finch. Cannon will counter with Naomi Muse at point guard. Shooting guard will be number 13 or 12. Let's see if we can find out. 12. Bella Mason. Bailey Sism will play a wing, number 4. Addison Estes and Michaela Parker, along with number 30, Ansley Hunter. Hunter will be the post player to start off with for Cannon. 6 minutes on the clock. Number 12, Farrell, will step into the center circle. And jump center against Hunter. And we're off. Ball is going to be, tip is going to be won by Westwood. Number 22 is in the corner. That's Van Zandbergen. She'll deliver it top of the key. Drop it down low for a nice give and go to number 13, Reese Fence. Naomi Muse clearing through the double team. Threw it right to Fence. Fence, here comes the pass break. There's number 24 with the layup. No, but there is a foul going to be called against the Lionettes. And that foul is going to go against Bella Mason. Dillard will step up to the free throw line for two shots. First one is there. 3-0. Second free throw from Dillard. That one is up and that one's in too. So Dillard and Westwood get out to a 4-0 lead. Long pass into the hands of number 1, Addison Estes. It hits the top of the rim and the backboard, and it will go back to Westwood. Drop it off to number 12, Farrell. Farrell, left side, shot up, short, no, bounces in. That's going to go to Van Zandbergen. And it's 6-0. Mason through the double team, ball tipped into the hands of 24, Dillard. Dillard going the other way, finds Farrell down low, and she's fouled. Two shots for number 13, Finch. Free throw up, no good. Substitution comes in. Estes will take a seat. I believe that was number 14, as both free throws in for Finch. 7-0. No, I'm sorry. It had to be just one. There's a steal going the other way. That's number 12, Farrell. Farrell's layup good. And I would think that Cannon County would want a timeout. 9-0. They trail early on. Number 25, Macy Foster with the shot. Won't go. She just entered the ball game. So is number 14, Michaela Parker. Air ball, but last touched, it was tipped by Cannon County. Cannon to inbound. Actually, they say it was the last tip by Westwood. So Mason got it wrestled away from her by Van Zandbergen. And Van Zandbergen is going to go down and hit it over to Finch. And Finch is just going to lay it in. 5 points for Finch, 11 for Westwood. They lead it 11-0 with 4 minutes left to go in the first. Here's Hunter. Dishes it back out to Naomi Muse. Muse's three won't go on the rebound. Wrestled for. Hunter fighting for it, and she pushes, and that's going to be a foul on Hunter. Substitution coming in. Estes will re-enter the game. Foster will take a seat. 3:47 left to go in the opening quarter. Pass inside. Goes over to Farrell. Farrell bodying up against Hunter, and Hunter picks up two quick ones. 3:36 left to go in the opening quarter. Farrell will shoot free throws. One up, one in. Cannon Elementary Schools have got some games going on this week. I think tonight's one of them. Second free throw. Fourth and fifth graders will be playing. 12-0 as Farrell hits a free throw. They almost throw it away. Cannon does. Muse in the lane. Got a nice push. Couldn't make the shot. Rebound comes out to Farrell. Farrell on the right side of the floor will drive it inside. People turning their back. She goes in the lane, misses the layup, and now Hunter just picked up her third. No, they're not going to call Hunter. They're going to call number one, Estes. Finch is back to the free throw line. One up, one in. 43. Got to run down a name for you on that one. Second free throw is good, so Finch nails both. She's got seven. Muse in some trouble. Stripped. Westwood's got it. Fell on the ball. Jump ball. I do not have a 43 on my roster here, so I'm not for sure who that is. We'll ask. And timeout going to be called. With timeout, we'll take one as well. Find out who's our number 43 is back in a moment.
Cannon County High School Your competition is hosting a couple of fundraisers on Saturday, November the 19th. One of them is a $7 all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, which will be in the high school cafeteria from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. November the 19th. $5 for ages 10 and under. Also, the Ugly Sweater Spread the Cheer 5K Fun Run will take place that day at the Cannon County High School. Timed awards in each category. Ugly Sweater, and Most Festive Awards. All proceeds benefit the Cannon County High School Cheer Competition Team. For more information and specific details, and also to register, please visit www.smore.com/CN7D9. More news and events to be announced on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
All right. Guess we're back here. We're not going to find out who 43 is. Not for a while. Hannah Pitts. Okay, thank you. Ball is wrestled away by Kylie Evans. Evans will give it over to Juice Farrell. Farrell and Bella Mason will take it away. Over to Muse. Muse trying to score. Missed the layup. Thought she was fouled. Finch. Drops it over to Farrell. Farrell shot. No. Rebound. Put back by number 20. Dyer won't go. And it will be a foul against number one, Estes. Inbound. Here is number 12, Farrell. Farrell throws up a three, nails it. 17 to nothing. Naomi Muse. And she fell down. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll still be West or Canyon County ball. Number 25 checks back in. That's Macy Foster. Muse tries to throw it. It's intercepted by Farrell. Down it goes to number 13. That's Finch. She missed the layup. Gets their own rebound back. Goes up. No. Rebound put back by number 23, Kylie Evans. And she scores two. 19 zip. Missed shot picked up by Van Zandbergen. A minute 24 left to go in the first. Here's Farrell firing up a three. Won't go. Rebound run down by Dyer. Dyer clears it. Now she's going to run it. Throws up a runner. No good. Short. And now a jump ball. Possession arrow belongs to Westwood. Bailey Sism is not here tonight. Inbound. It's not a three. Inside two by Finch. And she's got nine. 21 zip. .14 is Michaela Parker. Now there's a shot. No. Rebound taken by Westwood. Long pass on the fast break. Layup good by number 22, Van Zandbergen. She's got four. It's 23 to nothing. Right side, Mason. Gives it back. Muse. Muse's jumper won't go. Rebound ricochets on over to Farrell for Westwood. 16 seconds left to go in the first. Farrell drops a pass inside. Won't go. And Farrell gets the rebound. Throws up a three from the corner. Won't hit. Hits the top of the backboard. Four seconds left, and that's a three by Muse at the end of the first quarter, 23-3. So we'll take a break. We'll come back.
Canyon County.
Here's this for right.
Child Advocacy Center presents Darkness to Light training. It's free from 1 to 2 p.m. on October 28th at the Cannon County Courthouse. Learn to recognize, prevent, and react responsibly to child sexual abuse in the community. Child sexual abuse is one of the most prevalent public health issues facing society today. 1 in 10 children will be the victims of child sexual abuse before their 18th birthday. Darkness to Light is the key to preventing child sexual abuse. Learn how you can protect children in our community from sexual abuse by taking the training. You can text D2L to 615-205-2226 to register. Please register today and get ready for the free in-person training on October 28th from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Cannon County Courthouse.
All right. 6 minutes on the clock, 23-3 the score. Westwood here in Manchester with the lead. And girls action coming up next. We'll have the boys game. Naomi Muse coming around to the right side. Gives it over. Now Muse got it back inside. Throws a backwards, a reverse layup. She's got five. Westwood with five. Number 12, Farrell drives it and hits number 14, Allison Russ, in the nose. Here comes a rescue by Finch. She put shot up, no good, but rebound comes out to Westwood. Farrell finds somebody underneath, and that was Russ, and Russ got her shot blocked by number 30, Ansley Hunter. Ball turned over, goes out of bounds, and a timeout going to be called by Westwood. We'll take a break, be back. Let's take a look at Drug Take Back Day. Canyon County Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, in conjunction with DEA National Drug Take Back Day, will be conducting a local take back event at the Woodbury Drug Center, 604 West Main Street, on Saturday, October 29th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You are invited to bring in your old or unused prescription drugs and get a free personal prescription lockbox for your home. Too often, unused prescription drugs find their way into the wrong hands. It's dangerous and often tragic. Everyone is welcome to clean out their medicine cabinets and turn in safely and anonymously any prescription drugs. For more information, call the Cannon County Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition at area code 615-904-4828 or area code 615-542-6508 or email canoncoalition@gmail.com. More news and events coming up on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
4:41 left to go in this first half. Westwood and that's going to be a three or a two. It's going to be three for Naomi Muse. So Muse has got all 8 points that Cannon County's collected. They're on a 5-0 run. Almost got the ball back, but a good recovery over to Finch, and Finch lays it in. She's got 11. Muse down on the baseline, stolen by Finch. Finch will give it back right side. Drive by Farrell. Farrell shot, no. Rebound fought for, and it should be a foul. And they are going to call a foul. Reaching in. 3:50 left to go in the first half, and Westwood is in control, 25-8. Will it be a shooting foul? Shooting foul for Kylie Evans. Free throw is no good, and the rebound coming out the other way. Left side to Estes. Estes finds down low. Muse back over to Mason. Mason shot, no. The rebound, Muse, and fighting for it. Possession error belongs to Westwood. .332 left to go. Cannon down by 17, 25-8. Farrell reverses dribble, gets in the lane, throws one up, no. Rebound comes out to Mason. Mason turns to the left side, bounces it over to Estes. Estes back, Mason. Mason drops it down to Hunter. She must have shot, and a rebound coming out to number three. That's McIntyre, I believe, is what you... McIntyre. Finch. back to Farrell. Farrell left side, Finch. Finch. Three-pointer on the way, won't go. And the rebound, long rebound, is out of bounds. Here's Muse. She'll go to the left side. Back to Estes, now to Muse. Muse jumps for it, drops it off inside, and it's taken away by Farrell. Farrell for Westwood, up the other floor. About a minute has passed. We're at the two-minute mark. Here's a three. No, just bounced off. And the ball out of bounds, but they're going to say a foul. No, they say out of bounds. Yeah, pushing foul against Cannon. 21, Amelia Johnson checks in. Jules Farrell will take a seat. 14, Allison Russ will shoot free throws. One up, and it hits the top of the backboard. Left side, Muse. Muse's jumper off the mark. McInturf will grab the rebound, go to the other side, shoot the ball, and Mason will come out the pack with it after she's fouled. Minute 34 left to go in the first half. Mason with the jumper. Top of the key, it rolls out. Rebound, Hunters grabs it away. Muse has to run for it. Drops it down and it throws it away to Evans. Evans gets rid of it over to Finch. Finch gonna fire up a three. That'll rattle out too hard. Rebound, Finch gets her own board and lays it in. Fourth point for Finch in this quarter, 27-8. Muse lost it. Loose ball scramble. Muse had it. Finch takes it away. Throws it down to McInturf. McInturf shot off the glass. Here comes Estes. Estes is fouled. Oh, they say she was not in the act of shooting. Thirty-five seconds left. And Muse nails a three. Westwood 27, Naomi Muse 11. 22 seconds left to go in the first half. McInturf. Left side. Give it over to Finch. Around the perimeter. Finch goes to the left side, overthrows McIntyre. Lost. Should have been a traveling call. There's number 14. That's Russ, but it's too late. We're going to overtime, or to the halftime. Not overtime. 27-11. Westwood Junior High, our middle school, is in control. We'll be back in a moment.
Support your local food bank. They are in need of non-perishable food items or monetary donations. The food bank is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, located in the old hospital building down the hall from the election commission. Cannon County Emergency Food Bank greatly needs non-perishable food items or monetary donations. Again, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Your help will be greatly appreciated. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet. Cannon Rocks Radio. Health and Rehab will be handing out candy on Halloween starting at 6 p.m. and will go until the candy runs out. No pets are allowed. Make note that the doors will not open until 6 p.m. to give the residents time to eat supper and the staff to have time to set up. Woodbury Health and Rehab is on West High Street. More news and events to be announced. Best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market in Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m., and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402. Or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road, Parsley's Market in Delaware.
Uh-oh, did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be, from criminal cases to civil law. Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life, Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Cannon County High School Cheer Competition is hosting a couple of fundraisers on Saturday, November the 19th. One of them is a $7 all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, which will be in the high school cafeteria from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. November the 19th. $5 for ages 10 and under. Also, the Ugly Sweater Spread the Cheer 5K Fun Run will take place that day at the Cannon County High School. Timed awards in each category, Ugly Sweater and Most Festive Awards. All proceeds benefit the Cannon County High School Cheer Competition team. For more information and specific details and also to register, please visit www.smore.com/CN7D9. More news and events to be announced on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. As we do the broadcast this year, we'll have the video broadcast of Cannon County High School basketball throughout the season on hometownshowcase.com. In fact, we'll have the football game on Thursday between Cannon County and Giles County down in Pulaski on the Hometown Showcase. But we'll also have basketball broadcast high school on hometownshowcase.com. We'll also be doing the audio broadcast right here on readyontheradio.com, or if you'll download the Zeno Radio app. It's a free app that you get on your phones. When you go to Explore, when you open it up, go to Explore and type in the word Cannon. And more than likely, it's going to pop up Cannon Rock Radio, because it's the only thing in Cannon, as far as that's concerned, on the app. So Cannon Rock Radio is the name of it. hit the favorite button, and it'll store it in your favorites. So when game time comes around, if you don't like the rock that's on there, you can listen to the game on game time by easily finding it through your favorites on the app. So readyontheradio.com or Zeno Radio app, which is absolutely free, downloaded on your iPhone or your Android device, and explore Cannon Rock Radio. As Addison Estes opens up the third quarter with a two. Said it was just a two. And here is shot up by Finch, and number 22 will be climbing the back. Ball goes to Cannon County. Westwood got out to a 23-0 lead before Naomi Muse started popping points. She's responsible 11 of the 13 the Lionettes have gotten so far. Loose ball, and it'll be Westwood. Number 13, Finch. Go down to number 22 on the layup. That's Van Zandenbergen. Ball tipped out of bounds by Hunter. There's a shot. It's good by Bella Van Zandenbergen. She's got six. 29-13, the lead is 16. Bad pass on the full court press, and Van Zandenbergen came up with it, but the ball tipped out of bounds by Estes. Or excuse me, that was Mason that tipped the ball out. Inbound. Trying to back it up into the paint. Shot blocked. And Finch will go for it. Well, they had number 20, Dyer, wide open. Van, and she's working hard. They should give her the ball, and they got to get a double dribble. Paisley Dyer working hard in the paint. They don't give it to her. 29-13. There's a pass, a bad pass. Finch will come up with it. Loose underneath to Farrell. Farrell will drop it in. Jules Farrell with eight. 4:33 left to go in the third quarter, just starting. Estes drops it into traffic and is taken away by Farrell. But Estes will sneak in there. And that's not Farrell, but that was Van Zandenbergen. Bad pass by Finch. It'll be picked up by number 14. That's Parker, but she'll throw it away. Farrell. Left side comes Finch. Ball fake by Dillard. Van Zandenbergen in the paint. Goes over. Here's Dyer. Dyer bounces it, being covered up. Van Zandenbergen in the doubles team. Throws it at the feet. Gets it back. And now there's going to be a foul called on Cannon. Timeout going to be called by the Westwood Junior High Lady Rockets. So the Lady Rockets with a 31-13 lead.
Back Cannon County Child Advocacy Center presents Darkness to Light Training. It's free from 1 to 2 p.m. on October 28th at the Cannon County Courthouse. Learn to recognize, prevent, and react responsibly to child sexual abuse in the community. Child sexual abuse is one of the most prevalent public health issues facing society today. 1 in 10 children will be the victims of child sexual abuse before their 18th birthday. Darkness to light is the key to preventing child sexual abuse. Learn how you can protect children in our community from sexual abuse by taking the training. You can text D2L to 615-205-2226 to register. Please register today and get ready for the free in-person training on October 28th. from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Cannon County Courthouse.
Back here. Westwood will inbound underneath their own basket. Van Zandbergen drops it down to Farrell, and Farrell, tough shot, knocks it down. She was defended by two players, and it's a 20-point lead. Here comes the full-court press, and Muse will clear it, but threw it right into the back of Foster. Cannon recovers it. Hunter's soft shot won't go. She gets her own rebound, but are they going to call her for... No, they're going to call that one on Farrell. 3:21 left to go in the third. Here is Hunter. Overshot the basket again. Muse has got it. Or no, not Muse, but that's Foster. Nice rebound by Foster. She'll clear it up top of the key. Now go over to Muse. And Muse is stripped by Dillard. And Dillard going up high. Hard for the basket. Muse bumped her. And it's to the free throw line. .304 left to go in the third. Dillard's free throw. One up. None in. Hits the back of the iron. Bounces out. Number 14, Allison Russ, will check into the game. Out goes Finch. With her team high 13 points. Second free throw. That one rattles off, and the rebound comes out to Hunter, who gives it over to Mason. Mason lost it, and then she shoved Dillard for the foul. So Dillard goes back for two more shots. Free throw coming up. It's up. It's no good. So Dillard misses three in a row. And 22, that's Kennedy Higgins. Will enter the ball game. Second free throw is no good, but Westwood pulls down the rebound. Number 20, Paisley Dyer, pulls the layup up. .35-13 your score. 2:41 left to go in the third. Westwood, here's Muse driving. Lane, good job. Aggressively attacking the basket for Naomi Muse. She's got 13 of the 15 points. Here's Dyer going the other way. Shot no good. Rebound collected by Foster for Cannon. Clears it over to Hunter. Got to give her some help. Right side back over to Foster. Now to Muse. Bailey Sism not in uniform tonight for some reason. Not for sure why. Here comes a three from Muse. Won't go. Rebound and jump ball as Hunter goes up high with it with Dyer. Possession arrow belongs to guess who? Westwood. Inbound. Bringing it over to Muse. Muse pulls up the jumper. It's partially blocked by Farrell. Muse gets it again. Drops it back over. I think that's Foster. Yeah, it is. And she misses a shot. And Westwood's got the rebound. Up the floor they come. Van Zandenbergen throws up a prayer. Nothing there. But the ball bounces to Allison Russ. And she's in the right place at the right time. And puts it right back up and in. 37-15. Muse. Hunter throws a screen. Muse fights for it. Stops. Throws it away. That's going to be Dillard. Line it, land it up, land it in.
She had to get around number 43, Hannah Pitts, to do so. Muse. Cannon down by 24, three, no. Rebound tipped in the hands of number 43, it looked like, Hannah Pitts. We're on the long end back here. And, yep, Pitts will go to the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw's good. Pitts scores her first. It's 39-16. Coming up next, the boys' game. And got a very athletic Cannon County bunch. Fun to watch. Westwood Junior, our middle school, might provide a little bit more competition like they did in football. Pass deflected. And Westwood ball. Farrell will bring it up, give it over to Diller. Diller to run the play. Right side, now they go right back down to Farrell in the paint. Farrell makes a move, nice move. Two on Muse, and she moved her feet, she jumped up with her. Muse stays down on the ground, it's probably a no call. Two shots for Jules Farrell, has got 10, 11. I almost said 12, but that could be as many as she gets. Muse goes out of the game with 52 seconds left to go in the third. Second free throw, short, rattled out. Hunter's got the rebound. So Farrell gets 11, and the pass is denied, knocked out of bounds, will remain Westwood ball. No, I'm sorry, Cannonball. Inbound, they bounce it inside Hunter, and Hunter, nice position, gets their first 2 points of the night. 40-18. Van Zanderbergen. Left side, drops it up inside to Farrell. Farrell makes the move, goes up for the layup, no, but it's fouled. I'm going to say number 15. No, they're going to say that on Hunter. Hunter. Free throw is up and is good. So there's that 12th point that Farrell had. Second free throw rattles out. The rebound coming out to Hunter. She throws a baseball pass. It's picked up by Farrell. Farrell goes up for the layup. No. Rebound by Hunter. And now I call a timeout. 30-second timeout. And we'll stay right here. See if we can find out what's next for this Cannon County middle school team. I know it's a couple of days away. November the 1st. Not really a few days away. It's right after Halloween. The next game. Back at home for DeKalb County Middle. And that starts November the 1st. And then on Friday, November 4th, the Lions and Lionettes visit DeKalb, and we won't be doing that game. We'll be in the middle of the playoffs, or I won't be able to do that game. I'll have to go for the playoffs even if we don't broadcast it due to TSSAA rules. Number 25, Foster, drives, baseline. And throws it almost away, and that's going to be the end of the third.
Cannon County Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, in conjunction with DEA National Drug Take Back Day, will be conducting a local take back event at the Woodbury Drug Center, 604 West Main Street, on Saturday, October 29th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You are invited to bring in your old or unused prescription drugs and get a free personal prescription lockbox for your home. Too often, unused prescription drugs find their way into the wrong hands. It's dangerous and often tragic. Everyone is welcome to clean out their medicine cabinets and turn in safely and anonymously any prescription drugs. For more information, call the Cannon County Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition at area code 615-904-4828 or area code 615-542-6508 or email cannoncoalition@gmail.com. More news and events coming up on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
Put a fresh 6 minutes on the clock, and we have a lead by Westwood, 41-18. Inbounds, and Finch will take care of it. Reese Finch back in the game for Westwood. There's a pass inside, and now Finch has got it on the baseline, throws it up, no, rebound blocked. That was number 42, Shaley Meadows, who's entered the game. Hunter, who's got four fouls, throws it down low and just rattled out. Hunter's got it back. Hunter couldn't make it in. Rebound kicked around. Estes fighting with it, and it'll be cannonball. Amelia Johnson tangled up with Estes on the loose ball. Right side, Estes for three. Nailed it. So Estes with five. 41-21. Finch goes over to Evans, Kylie Evans. Top of the key now to Russ. Russ drops it off. There's Finch. Finch through triple team. No good. Rebound pulled down by Foster. Good rebound by Macy. Macy's going to work up against. Layup, no, but a foul on Meadows. Nice job by Macy Foster. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 5 minutes left to go. 1 minute come off the clock in the fourth. Free throw one up, good. Foster gets her first point. Second free throw, no. Rebound pulled down by Meadows, and Meadows traveled with it. Inbound. Here's a shot by Estes. No. Rebound. I think Cannon's got it. They're lost in traffic. And it looked like she stepped out of bounds. Number 12, Bella Mason. Finch will bring it up. Drop it. Top of the key. Long pass underneath to Finch. Finch gonna drive it, and she is hit hard by Kennedy Higgins. Finch will go to the free throw line. Finch hasn't scored since the second quarter. She has 13, still leading Westwood in scoring, and that one drops in for 14th of the 42 points Westwood's got on the board. 20-point lead from the Lady Rockets. Second free throw rattles out. Rebound by Dickerson. Or Meadows, I'm sorry. Meadows shot no, and Finch in good position. I think that's going to be it for Hunter. They call that on Hunter? I'm not for sure who they called on. Free throw by Finch is good. She's got 15. That one drops in. 16 for Finch. 44-22.
Bella Mason will bring it up for Cannon. Lionettes throws it into Higgins, and it's over her head. Ball goes back to Westwood. Finch. Right side. Drop it off inside to Russ. Russ's shot too high. Rebound run down by number 23, Evans. Evans. Try to drive, and Estes there to cut her off. And that's a double dribble. Yep, number 23, Evans. Kylie Evans. Inbound comes up to Addison Estes. Estes shot is no good. And it'll go back to Westwood. Here's a three from Farrell. Meadows gets the rebound and the putback. And couldn't make it work. Ball goes out of bounds, and Westwood will get it back. Inbound comes up, number 13, Finch. Finch goes to the right side, or to her left, I'm sorry. And Finch gets it back, shot up, no good, rebound pulled down. Farrell. And there's a foul. Gonna call it on Higgins. 3:12 left to go in this game. 44-22 the score. Farrell's back to the free throw line with 12 points. Make it 13. Second free throw. It hits. We got 14 for Farrell. 46-22. Long pass over the head of Higgins out of bounds. And Dyer will check back in for Meadows for Westwood. Lady Rockets lead by 14, 24. Finch thought about the three, won't do it. Left side goes Farrell, makes a nice move and lays it up and in. 16 for Farrell. 48 for Westwood's middle. Drop it off inside to Hunter. Hunter takes it in the lane. Can't make the shot. Rebound Westwood. That's Van Zandenbergen. Long pass. Shot up. No good, but there's a rebound by Farrell, and Farrell drops it in, and she overtakes as the leading scorer with 18. 50 points on the board for Westwood. Bad pass. Ends up in Farrell. Long over to Van Zandenbergen. And she's got 8. 30. And a timeout going to be called. A 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. Be back in a moment.
Support your local food bank. They are in need of non-perishable food items or monetary donations. The food bank is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, located in the old hospital building down the hall from the election commission. Cannon County Emergency Food Bank greatly needs non-perishable food items or monetary donations. Again, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Your help will be greatly appreciated. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio.
Back here, 52-22. It's all Westwood. Boys are itching to get their game started here in a couple of minutes. Naomi Muse enters the game. First time we've seen her in this quarter. She lost the ball. Loose ball, jump ball, Westwood basketball. Colleges will get started in a couple of weeks. College basketball. NBA's already started. seemed like they got the their preseason started way earlier than the normal as Dyer goes in for the layup block. Hunter gets the ball back. Here comes Estes. Estes driving the floor. And the ball stripped out of bounds. Last touch by number 24, Dillard. Minute 23. And counting. Clock runs on the mercy rule. 30-point lead. McInturf will enter the ball game for Westwood. Long pass, and it didn't really mean to be a long pass. They inbound it. Ball kicked out of bounds. They're not giving the 3 feet on the inbound pass. Mason having to throw it in again. This one's tipped, but Estes comes down with it. Estes working against, pulls up the jumper. No good because she couldn't see where she was going. Too many tall trees in the way. McInturf. Long pass got Van Zandenberg, and Van Zandenbergen will knock down her 10th. So three players for Westwood in double figures tonight. 54-22. Muse. There's Mason with a little jumper, and Mason buries it. Nice job by Bella. 54-24. Back over to Dyer. Dyer goes inside. Oh, all ball. All ball. Estes gets the foul. That was all ball. But because of the angle, that's why the foul was called. Right in front of me. And that's five for Addison. I think. Or is it a timeout? Calling a timeout. They'll go ahead and let, well, there's no time left on the clock is what it was. They're going ahead and let Dyer shoot free throws. One up, none in. Game is over. Second free throw won't go either. 54-24, your final score. Westwood wins it here against the Canyon County Lionettes. We will take a break. I think they're going to put about 8 minutes on the clock. And when we come back, we will have the boys game. Ought to be a good one between the Lions and the Rockets of Westwood Middle and Cannon Middle. Back in a little while with it.
Woodbury Health and Rehab will be handing out candy on Halloween starting at 6 p.m. and will go until the candy runs out. No pets are allowed. Make note that the doors will not open until 6 p.m. to give the residents time to eat supper and the staff to have time to set up. Woodbury Health and Rehab is on West High Street. More news and events to be announced. Best rock on the planet. Cannon Rock Radio.
Number two is Anderson Laura. Number three is Garion Gibbs. And Miles Alexander, number five. They missed one. I'm not sure who we've got. That's Walker Hatfield, number 22. As so Miles Alexander, number 5. Number 2 is Anderson Laura. I'm writing these down because we're giving the wrong lineup. 20. Is John Andrew Bryson. Okay. Just wanted to make sure I had it right. They're going to start number 3, Garion Gibbs. Actually, no, they're not. They're going to start number, I don't know. They announced it all wrong. So they got Zeke Walkup out there. And number 22 is Walker Hatfield. Number 4, Gage Hambley, will start for Westwood. See if we can get these down. Number 22 is Keller Hatfield. Number 14, Matthew White. Number 10, Riley Evans. And number 20, Kason Lowry. Those are believed to be the starters for Westwood Middle. Let's see who they do put out there. So we were right, except, yeah, we got them all. All right. So we're about ready to get underway. It's going to be a fun game. At least on paper. As these two teams went to war during football season, I guarantee you some of these players that played for Cannon, John Andrew Bryson wasn't on the team at that point, but Miles Alexander was, and he remembers. They want to show they're a little bit better in basketball than Westwood Junior High is. Let's go. Tip will be won by Westwood, number 10, Evans. He's the point guard. Left side to number 4, Hambley. Hambley down on the baseline. That's Evans. His jumper, no good. Rebound reached out for and taken by 23, Walkup. Here's Alexander trying to make the move. Goes in the middle. Clears it back out to Hatfield, top of the key. Lara dishes over to Alexander. Alexander steps, now directs the traffic. Miles going to drive inside, and now they're going to call a foul. Number 14, that's Matthew White, his first. Inbound from Bryson, gives it over to Alexander. Now comes to Laura, fires the ball and pass inside, back out to Bryson's three, clears off the rim into the hands of number 14, White. White going up for the layup against Bryson, shot is up and good. Westwood draws first blood. Let's see what Cannon does to answer. Alexander picked up by White. He's going to shake White off. Now go through the double team, throw up a floater, tie it up at 2 points apiece. Pass deflected. Anderson Laura, but right into number 10, Evans' hands. And Evans stepped out of bounds. Cannonball. No, they're going to call a foul on Alexander. So Miles will pick up a foul. Each team has a foul now. Number 22, Hatfield. Keller Hatfield. And there's a shot by number 20, Kason Lowry. 4-2. Alexander will bring it up. Flip it over to Laura. Laura going to drive. Clear it back out. Now drive inside again. Steps back over to Miles. Alexander throws Walkup that throws the screen. Alexander opens. Shot no good. And Walkup goes to retrieve it. Alexander again. This time high post to Hatfield. R2 Walkup. Walkup making a move. Nice job by Zeke. Couldn't make it stick. Rebound pulled down by Hambley. Hambley back over to Evans. Evans will march the ball up the floor, get it across the half court line. Left side it goes to Hambley. Hambley drops it off inside. There's a pass to Lowry. Lowry pulls up a jumper, won't go. The rebound knocked around, picked up, and here comes Canning County and Anderson Laura with it. Laura, top of the key, fires a three. No good. It's a long rebound right into the hands of number 14, White, who clears it back over to Evans. Evans will walk it back up the floor again. Said, hey, this is deja vu. I just did this just a few seconds ago. Over it goes to Hatfield. Hatfield drops it off inside. Post-up play. Nice shot by Lowry over the top of Walkup. Knocked it down, and Westwood's got a 6-2 lead with 3:11 left to go in the opening quarter. Here's Alexander. Alexander's shot no good. Walkup, and that's going to be a jump ball. It is. Possession arrow belongs to the Cannon County Lions. Pass goes over to Laura, now to Alexander. Alexander drops it off inside. Shot no good. Rebound pulled out by Hatfield. Hatfield misses, gets his own shot. There's Walkup with the rebound, and the putback is up and good. 6-4. Down the pass goes over, and Walkup comes over late to foul. And that'll be Walkup's first. Team's second. Evans goes to the right side to Keller Hatfield. Top of the key now to Hambly. Hambly back right side. Hatfield drops it off inside. That's Evans. Now three on the way. No good by Lowry. And it ball's wrestled away by White. White goes for a layup. No. Ball tipped. And it'll be Lowry to run it down. Left side. Goes over to pass, and now Alexander, and a foul against Westwood. They're going to nail 14. White with the foul. And that's going to be his second. Substitution coming in. Number one, Isaiah Buchanan. And White will sit down with his two fouls. 2:08 left to go in the first. It is 6-4. Cannon basketball trying to tie it as Laura. Actually, he's trying to go for the three. Missed it. Ball deflected around into the hands of Keller Hatfield. And Westwood has it. Riley Evans. Right side. Back over. Oh, almost threw it away. Hambly has to run for it. Loose ball. Ball will be kicked. They're going to call a foul on Bryson for pushing. So that'll be Bryson's first foul, team's third. And a timeout going to be called by Westwood. 6-4. We'll take a break. Back in a moment.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market in Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402 or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market and Deli.
Big steal by Anderson Laura as we resume, and Alexander dropped the pass and in for a bucket. Buchanan's shot, turn around, bounced off, and the foul going to go against number 20, Kason Lowry. That's his first, team's third. Inbound, Laura. Back over to Alexander. Alexander leads, backs it up. Alexander against Buchanan. Alexander in the lane, dumps it down low. What a shot and a good pass. Zeke Walkup finishes off the break. Beautiful transition there. 8-6. Hatfield overthrows it. Cannonball. Are they just, yes, cannon basketball. Here comes Alexander Miles. Laura. Laura gonna drive it, and he's pushed. And the inbounds will come up from Alexander, but here's the foul. It's gonna be called on number 10. That would be Evans, his first. Pass goes inside, and Hatfield on the way up lost it. He had the mismatch, as the post player was against the guard, Buchanan. Evans. Cannon on Diamond in one full court box and one full court press. Buchanan with it. Left side. Evans now, top of the key. Right side to Hatfield. Now to Buchanan. Back over to Hatfield on the right wing. Top of the key it goes to Hambly. Hambly will back it out. 6 seconds left in the first. Hatfield will pull up a three. No, and there's Bryson with it. No shot. Cannon leads it 8-6. As we go to the second quarter, we'll take a break and be back with more in just a moment.
Uh-oh, did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law, Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
Second quarter, 8-6 the core, Cannon over Westwood. Boys basketball action. Next game, November 1st. We begin the week of DeKalb County. Tuesday night, and then back on Friday night, November the 4th. Cannon Lions football team will be involved in the playoffs. It'll be a road game. Not for sure where they're going to land. We'll find out Thursday and Friday night. As it will be Evans to handle the ball for Westwood. Pass inside over to Lowry. Lowry back up top of the key. Evans wide open three. Stepped inside the line. It's just a two. So Riley Evans ties this game up. Eight up. Alexander gonna drive. Lost it. Gave it back over to Kale Sellers, who's in the ball game. Sellers now to Laura. Laura pulls up the shot. That's Bryson. He banks it off and it scores. John Andrew Bryson with 2-10-8. Here's a pass taken away. Alexander going up. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down. And out to Hatfield. Inside, but not making any. Oh, a jump ball. And the inbound, here comes Alexander. Miles drops it off, but he threw it right into the hands of number 20, Lowry. Lowry going the other way, lost control of it. Back to Anderson Laura. He couldn't get the pass off. That was Bryson, actually. Still remains Westwood ball. Walker Hatfield will re-enter the game. And Walkup will take a seat. Number 22, Keller Hatfield. Fire it over to Evans. Evans in the corner. Top of the key. Hatfield drops it to Buchanan. High post. Back to Hatfield. Hatfield, and it's taken away. That's Lauren, and he's going to go for a two-shot foul. So that foul will be called on number 22, Keller Hatfield. That'll be his first. And the free throw is up, and it's no good. One more shot. Free throw up, good. 10-8, 11-8. Anderson hits his first shot of the game. And now they're going to call out of bounds. Going to be Westwood ball. Number 14, Matthew White. Kale Sellers, by the way, has checked in for Cannon. Also, number 11, Zeke Jones, is in the game for Westwood for the first time tonight. Hambly, give it over to Buchanan. Buchanan will set the play up. Goes to the right side. Shovels one underneath. There's a shot up. It's short, but Cannon will get the rebound and a pushing foul. Are they going to call a pushing foul? No, it's just out of bounds. 4:02 left to go in the first half. Laura dicing through the double coverage, gives it over to Sellers in the corner shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hatfield, and Walker Hatfield knocks down his first two, opens up a 5-point cushion for Cannon County. Bad pass taken by Laura. It's that defense we talked about. They got some good defense. They're speedy. Laura driving, throws up a floater, good. 15-8. Hamby to Buchanan. Buchanan stops. Bad pass picked up by Bryson. Bryson drops. No look pass. Laura in the corner. Couldn't hit the three. Loose ball picked up by Bryson out to Alexander. Alexander fires it inside to Hatfield. Walker Hatfield and Lowry. And they're going to call a foul on 20. Kason Lowry, his second, and a timeout going to be called by Westwood. They want to stop the bleeding. 3:13 left to go in the first half. Cannon fires it up. They lead at 15-8. Take a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cannon County Lions have outscored in this quarter Westwood 7-2. After leading at 8-6 at the end of one, Miles Alexander will inbound for the Lions over to Hatfield. They get it to Laura. Back over to Alexander. Hatfield going to call for it. Now he screens, and Alexander pops a shot. 17-9. 6 for Miles. Buchanan trying to get away from Laura, and Laura will pick up the foul. That'll be his first, team's fourth. Buchanan will inbound. And the pass, it's going to be Alexander. Behind the back dribble, Buchanan takes it back, and Alexander reaches in to foul. Second foul on Miles. So that's got to be something. If you're Westwood, you want to try to go back. It'll be number 4, Hambly. And they overthrow him, and Alexander almost had it back. Here comes White, Matthew White, who's in the ball game. Lost it, and it will be cannonball. Delayed whistle, but the Rockets will turn it over. And number 10, Riley Evans, will come in for Buchanan. And the inbound comes up. Alexander with the basketball, stops, pops a three, it's there. 9 for Miles, 20 for Cannon, the lead is 12. Evans throws a, almost threw it away. Jones has got it on the other side. Jones with a little hook jumper, and he scores his first two off the bench, 20-10. It's Laura pushing it up the floor. Laura gives it back out to Miles. Alexander. And they said double dribble. .214 left to go in the first half. Pass goes over to Evans, and Evans, the ball kicked by Alexander Jones. Did he touch it last? No. It's going to be last touch by Cannon. Well, these guys know how to fly all over the floor, and they don't care. They will sacrifice their bodies.
We saw that quite a few times in that game against Cascade in the opener. Long pass in Hatfield. Walker will come down with it, and he'll travel? Okay. Gives the ball back to Westwood with 2:08 left to go in the first half. Glad to have you along with us. If you've tuned in to the website, readyontheradio.com, there is a radio app that's called Zeno. I need to put some more information on it as I'm trying to build the rock station. There is an off-balance shot by White, fade jumper, and it nails it. It's called Zeno Radio. It's an app that you get on your phones. iPhone or your iPad or whatever. As Alexander goes coasting through and makes it look simple for two. He's got 11. Pass deflected, and Lara gets the loose ball, throws it up. No, rebound, and Garion Gibbs is in the ball game. Ball out of bounds, last touch by Westwood. When you get it, just type in, do the Explorers feature. Type in Cannon, and it should go right to it. Cannon Rock Radio. Add it as one of your favorites. As I get this station built, you'll be able to listen to all kinds of great rock music from past and present, and also ball games. Jump ball on the missed ball. Possession arrow belongs to Cannon, and they want to talk about it before they throw it inbounds. We'll talk about it as well. 1:25 left to go in the first half. Cannon by 12, or by 10, 22-12.
Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life, Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
1:25 left to go before halftime. Cannon's got a 10-point lead. Miles Alexander will inbound the ball. Zeke Walkup has re-entered the ball game. And the inbound goes over to Laura. He's got a three on his mind. He couldn't make it. Rebounds comes out to Jones. Zeke Jones gives it to Evans. Evans in a foul against Miles, and that's Miles' third. So John Andrew Bryson will be coming in, so Miles doesn't pick up a cheap foul as White. Give it over to Riley Evans. Evans, top of the key, number 32, is checked in the game. Jones going up for it, stripped by Gibbs, and here comes Cannon with the loose ball. Lara catches up with it, pops it inside over to Walkup. Walkup with the double pumper, no. Won't go, rebound, Sellers fighting, got a jump ball. And number 32, Caleb Hill, is who he ties it up with. Bryson in the ball game now. 58 seconds left to go in the first half. Long pass goes over to White, drops it down low. Kaysen, and Kaysen drops it in. Kaysen Lowry with his 6th point. Laura, 8-point lead. Walk up through triple team, and he'll drop it in. 6 points for Zeke. Lead back up to 10. Riley Evans back over to Zeke Jones. Jones pass, and nice job by Walker. Gets in the passing lane, clears it back. Sellers going up. There it is. And a foul? No, he was not in position. Not in position. That was a bad call. Not in position. Zeke Jones was moving. And
Number 32, Caleb Hill, felt every bit of that charge. So Jones back over to Evans. 20 seconds left in the first half. Pass deflected, taken by Bryson. Bryson lobs it down, and Gibbs comes up with it. Couldn't come up with it. This middle school team is going to be an exciting bunch to watch as they grow and mature basketball-wise. There's White. He almost lost it. Should have lost it and did. There's Laura underneath Gibbs. Goes up for the layup. Good. Carrion Gibbs at the buzzer. And the Lions have a 12-point lead going into the locker room over the Canning County Westwood Middle School Rockets. We'll be back in a moment. Halftime scoring summary.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Canning County High School Cheer Competition is hosting a couple of fundraisers on Saturday, November the 19th. One of them is a $7 all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, which will be in the high school cafeteria from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. November the 19th. $5 for ages 10 and under. Also, the Ugly Sweater Spread the Cheer 5K Fun Run will take place that day at the Canning County High School. Timed awards in each category, Ugly Sweater, and Most Festive Awards. All proceeds benefit the Canning County High School Cheer Competition team. For more information and specific details, and also to register, please visit www.smore.com/CN7D9. More news and events to be announced on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Canning County Child Advocacy Center presents Darkness to Light Training. It's free from 1 to 2 p.m. on October 28th at the Canning County Courthouse. Learn to recognize, prevent, and react responsibly to child sexual abuse in the community. Child sexual abuse is one of the most prevalent public health issues facing society today. 1 in 10 children will be the victims of child sexual abuse before their 18th birthday. Darkness to Light is the key to preventing child sexual abuse. Learn how you can protect children in our community from sexual abuse by taking the training. You can text D2L to 615-205-2226 to register. Please register today and get ready for the free in-person training on October 28th from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Canning County Courthouse.
Guess I should have been more specific on that Darkness to Light training thing. You can text D, the number 2, and L. Don't have to spell out the word 2, although I think that it's kind of too late. So if you do that to text it, they'll understand what you're getting at. And come out and check it out this coming Friday from 1 to 2. It's a good training. All right. One thing we didn't do, because I've been so busy trying to figure out lineups and everything, we'll get that straightened out next time around. I didn't give the final score of the scoring summary of the girls' game, although Canning County lost 54-24. Naomi Muse had 13 of the 24 points. It was Addison Estes with 5, Macy Foster and Hannah Pitts each with 1. Bella Mason had 2, Ansley Hunter with 2. Jules Farrell outlasted Reese Finch, scoring leader. She had 18. Reese Finch had 16. Bella Van Zandbergen had 10. Allison Russ with 2. Paisley Dyer with 2. Zelona Dillard with 4. And Kylie Evans with 2. 54-24 your final score in favor of the Westwood Lady Rockets earlier this evening. Now for the boys, let's see, what did I do? Here they are. All right, we got Miles Alexander leading the scoring for Canning County with 11. Zeke Walkapass 6. Anderson Lohr with 3. John Andrew Bryson with two, Walker Hatfield with two, and Garen Gibbs with two to add up to 26 points. The Westwood Rockets, they've got six from Cason Lowry, four from Matthew White, two each from Riley Evans, and Zeke Jones coming off the bench with two as well. So that's where we stand right now at halftime. We've got high school football coming up on Thursday night. Cannon County Lions travel for their final regular season game of the season. They have a region opponent, Giles County. Giles County's a very tough team. And that game will start kickoff at 7 o'clock in Pulaski. We'll have the live broadcast for you on hometownshowcase.com. The audio broadcast will be on Cannon Rock Radio and readyontheradio.com. But we hope that you'll support us as we try to make this video thing a good venture. We'd like to bring it. We were kind of forced to change into this type of thing. And we have to charge a little bit of subscription fee, but the money raised will go toward postseason and basketball. Football right now, we didn't raise enough to do postseason, but we're working out a different plan to be able to bring postseason play, if it's not at Watertown, I guess, with the NFHS section. We'll bring postseason play for you come February of 2023 during basketball season, and we'll try to get better to do some baseball and softball schedule, even if we have to do audio, because I know how things are with people's schedules and whatnot, and the videographers that we use, and we've had a learning experience, another one. This is totally different than Facebook, I guarantee you that, as third quarter starts up. And there's a jump ball. Possession arrow belongs to Cannon County. Miles Alexander starts the second half on the bench. He's got three fouls. You got John Andrew Bryson along with Anderson Lara, Zeke Walkup, Walker Hatfield, and Cale Sellers. Sellers, left side. Hatfield, right side. Bryson dumps it down to Sellers. Sellers going to drive, pull up the jumper. Good. Sellers is another one on that football team that remembers what Westwood did here during August. Here, oh, what a move, a travel by Lowry. Gives it over to Hambly. Hambly down on the baseline. Here's a three on the way from Evans. No good. Rebound pulled down by Hatfield. No, there's White. His put back, no. And Bryson will reverse the dribble to get it out of traffic. Bryson puts it up in there, and he's pushed as he goes up, and that could be White, and if it is, that will be number three. He was in the vicinity. I'm not for sure if they called him. They did. That is going to be his third. John Andrew Bryson. Up, no good. And I guarantee you, John Andrew Bryson is having the time of his life this year. As number 32 Hill will check back in. He's pain-free from that charge he took. Second free throw, Bryson missed both of them, but there's Walker Hatfield with the rebound, and the putback is good. Walker Hatfield with four, the lead is 16, biggest of the night. Pass goes over to Hambly. Now to Evans. Inside. Hill. Pass. Throws it away. Hatfield gets it. Goes back over to number two. Here's Anderson Lara. Skips. Shot. No. Rebound. There's Hatfield. Goes up, but he's fouled. Now, one thing I said after that Cascade game, if they can, they've got a couple of post players in Hatfield and Walkup. If they can develop those post players, they're going to be really good. Well, tonight they've responded well. Grabbing boards, making opportunities, scoring that point right there on a free throw. That's Zeke Walker. Second free throw, no good. Rebound comes out to Westwood. Evans fires it over to number 22, Hatfield. Keller gives it back to Hambly. Right side, Evans drops it down high post. Here's Kaysen Lowry. Now to Hatfield, his jumper way off the mark. Sellers put a hand in there and knocked it out of bounds. Inbound. Goes over to Lowry. Lowry makes the move. Pulls up. No. Rebound pulled down by Walkup. Clears it to Laura. Long pass. Hatfield's got it and he lost it. Couldn't get both hands on it to close. Ball goes back. 3:59 left to go in the third. Long pass and Hatfield's got it. Walker driving the baseline, going up, one-hand scoop, lays it in. Walker Hatfield with six, 33-14, 19-point lead, and overthrew, and cannonball. Alexander will check in for Bryson with 3:42 left to go in the third. And Anderson Laura down on the baseline. Sellers drops it down to Hatfield. Hatfield, shot good. I think you need one more big man in the post play to help out. And there's Lowry, and that's going to be a contact foul on Hatfield. That'll be his first. Lowry will step to the free throw line. Kaysen's got six. Free throw one up, goes in. Second free throw coming up from Lowry. And that one rattles out. Outstretched arms. Keller Hatfield comes away with it. Loose ball. It'll be out of bounds. Last touch by number 10, Evans. Bryson will come in. Sellers will get a breather. Sellers and Gibbs played pretty much all the game in that JV game. They lost by a couple. Three on the way from Bryson won't go. Rebound tipped around and it'll be picked up by Westwood. Pass goes over the left side of Buchanan. Buchanan's shot, no. Rebound pulled down by Bryson, and he'll clear it over to Alexander. Miles, right side. Miles throws one up, but he traveled. He was in traffic. Thing about Alexander, seventh grade, I think the rest of these are eighth graders. So they'll probably tell Miles, hey, look, we'll keep the seat warm for you next year. We play freshman ball. I would think you would see some of these players stepping up into the roles that they need to, although Cannon's varsity team, and I'm not for sure who's on it, but there is Lowry. This group of eighth graders will add some depth, and they're ready. They might be ready to go right away as Laura. Shot won't go, and Alexander's going to get called for his fourth. Timeout called. 35-17, 18-point lead by Cannon. 2:23 left to go in the third. Back in
Cannon
moment.
County Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, in conjunction with DEA National Drug Take Back Day, will be conducting a local take back event at the Woodbury Drug Center, 604 West Main Street, on Saturday, October 29th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You are invited to bring in your old or unused prescription drugs and get a free personal prescription lockbox for your home. Too often, unused prescription drugs find their way into the wrong hands. It's dangerous and often tragic. Everyone is welcome to clean out their medicine cabinets and turn in safely and anonymously any prescription drugs. For more information, call the Cannon County Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition at area code 615-904-4828 or area code 615-542-6508 or email cannoncoalition@gmail.com. More news and events coming up on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
Spread this around to all of your friends and family members that you can hear audio versions of Cannon County Middle School Basketball live on game days right here on ReadyOnTheRadio.com and on Cannon Rock Radio using the Zeno Radio app, which is free on your iPhones and your Androids. iPhone or whatever they call it. I've got the Android app, so it's what my phone is. 2:06 left to go in the third, and Westwood throws it away. Here's Bryson with the floater, and it rattles in, and he's got four. 37-17. Zeke Jones, who's just checked back in, goes over to Evans, now to Buchanan. Buchanan double-teamed, and he tried to throw it to Walkup. Walkup just took it away, and now they're going to call a travel on Alexander. Now we got substitutions coming in wholesale for Westwood. 33 is Isaiah Anderson. #21, Carter Bell. #23 is Caden Engel. And a throw gets back to Walker Hatfield, and Hatfield lost it. Let's see who else we got in here. 23-24. Do we have a 24? Yes, we do. That's going to be Brady Christian. And number 12 is going to lose it out of bounds. Caleb Crouch. Number one will check in for Cannon. That's going to be, if I can get a name for you here in a minute. There's Alexander's floater, no good. Rebound by Walkup. And that's a foul on 25. Well, I don't know. There's no 25 in there. Maybe it's 24. We'll say it's 24. If not, at this point in the game, it may not matter. There's a foul this time, and it does matter because that's going to be Zeke Walkup, his second. Inbound. Pass goes over. That's going to be number 33. His shot is up, no good. The rebound pulled down by Bryson. Bryson, long pass, finds Alexander on the wing, and Alexander drops in a two. Long-range shot for Miles. And ...39-17. Inbound, Alexander. Alexander tries a three off the side, but there is number one to grab it. Inside, walk-up shot, no good. Rebound will be into the hands of Brady Christian with 30 seconds left to go. Here's a runner by Christian, won't go, and Alexander fires it over, and the shot is up, and it's good. To number one, I don't have. Pass. Christian. Drops pass. Deflected. Alexander for three at the buzzer. No good. 41-17 in favor of the Cannon County Lions. We'll take a break.
Support your local food bank. They are in need of non-perishable food items or monetary donations. The food bank is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, located in the old hospital building down the hall from the election commission. Cannon County Emergency Food Bank greatly needs non-perishable food items or monetary donations. Again, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Your help will be greatly appreciated. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. Barry Health and Rehab will be handing out candy on Halloween starting at 6 p.m. and will go until the candy runs out. No pets are allowed. Make note that the doors will not open until 6 p.m. to give the residents time to eat supper and the staff to have time to set up. Woodbury Health and Rehab is on West High Street. More news and events to be announced. Best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
Okay, number one is Lucas Alford. And he's in the ballgame right now. As we start the fourth and final quarter of regulation, 41-17 the score. It'll be number 24, that's Christian. Long range shot by Crouch, no good. And the rebound put back, stuffed, and we got a lot of pushing around in the back. It'll be a pass going over. All out of bounds, they're going to call a foul. 23, I think. 24. Brady Christian. There's a shot, no good, and the rebound. Coming out to Westwood. Number 12, Crouch, and ball is kicked. Westwood ball. Inbound. Goes over to Crouch, Caleb. Right side. He'll give it over to Christian. Christian. Top of the key. Down to the right side to Crouch. Crouch turns around in the baseline. Steps and Sellers says, okay, that's mine. I'm taking it away. Sellers lost it. Picked it up. Ball ticked out of bounds. Last touch by Bell. Laura passes over to Alford. Lucas brings it back and throws it away. Got Christian on the layup. He's good. First two for Christian. 41-19. Laura through the double team. Laura underneath. There's Sellers to finish it off. Kale Sellers with four. 43-19. Crouch to bring it up. Right side. Down on the baseline, Crouch. Top of the key. Goes to Christian. Christian pass deflected and Hatfield will come away with it. Walker for Cannon. There's Alford. Draws the contact. No call and threw one up there anyway. Westwood basketball. Crouch coming down with it for the Rockets. Pass goes over. And shot up. No good. Rebound tipped around and Christian will go run it down, and Alford and Laura. Laura will pick up the foul. 43-19, Cannon in charge right now. More substitutions coming in. Number four, that's Mark Passenger. And 24, Sam Wimberly. Pass over in the corner. Christian's jumper, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Passenger will have it. Throw it off. Oh, they're saying that he missed. Oh, no, he did get it. Okay. Garion Gibbs. Long pass Over to Alford. Alford drives the baseline. There it goes over to number 24. That's Wimberly. Wimberly shot, no good. Second opportunity, though, coming in from Alford. He knocks it down. .45-19, 3:08 left to go in the game. Cannon will go 3-0 on the years. There's a pass shot, no good, and Wimberly with the rebound out to Gibbs. Garion got a man open. That was Alford, and pass is deflected. Sellers hustling, lost the ball out of bounds. Sellers will take a seat, number 11. That's Raylan McCavanaugh. Will check in the ball game. All over to Christian. Christian's jumper, no. Rebound Crouch. Back to Christian. 2:23 left to go in the game. Christian picked up by Gibbs, dumps it off inside, and is taken away by Wimberly, who'll give it over to Alford. Alford. Left side, Gibbs three. No. Rebound, and Wimberly couldn't run it down in time. .45-19. Minute 54 left to go in this game. Crouch. Pass goes up, shot no, and basketball will come our way. Inbound, throws up, that's Hill, and Caleb Hill knocks down his first 2 points, 45-21. A minute 14 left to go in this game. Gibbs through triple team. And he got the shot to fall, but they'll got the mercy rule going. We're about out of here. A minute away. Gibbs with the basketball. Three on the way from Raylan. Nope, not going to go. Here comes Westwood. Crouch. Down on the baseline, number 13's in the game. See if we can find a name on him. Ethan Sism. Ball knocked out of bounds. And the inbound from Crouch. Christian delivers it back to Crouch, but Crouch is running away from the pass. And 13. Gibbs will come over and they'll run the clock out. 45-21 will be your final score. The Canyon County Lions come in to Westwood Middle and get a win. Go 3-0 on the year. As Miles Alexander led all scoring with 13, we had Anderson Laura with 3, John Andrew Bryson with 4, Zeke Walker with 7, Walker Hatfield with 8, Garion Gibbs with 2, Cale Sellers had 4, so did Lucas Alford with 4. For the win. Canyon County 3-0 on the season. Their next game will be on Tuesday at home at Robert A. Harris Gymnasium, and they will take on, of course, their rival, DeKalb County. We'll see you all then Tuesday night. Next week, 6 o'clock will be our start time for the girls, about 7:30 for the boys. Y'all have a great rest of the night. Coming up next, we got more rock. Like I said, I'll update the rock library probably tomorrow, depending on all the busyness that goes on. We'll try to get it updated with about 10, 20 songs or so and bring us up to about 100. Y'all have a great rest of the night. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, share it with our friends.